All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring to the stage Mr. Bill Nielsen.
Welcome to this tale of the Pro Tour titled Hostile Minus the S. All names have been changed to protect the innocent. My story is more of a modern horror tale, with a slow build leading to pure financial terror. It stars arrogant Americans traveling to a foreign land, where their ignorance to local customs leads them down to a spiral of despair. Minus the hand cam found footage. To begin, I won a Pro Tour qualifier from Magic the Gathering. That allowed me to go to a Pro Tour in Paris, France. I was delighted, but where was I to stay? Luckily, my friends Barney Gumble told me, "Don't worry, we can stay in Ned Flanders' hotel room. He has a free one." And I thought, a free hotel room? How could I beat that price? From the time we got there, though, things were a little bit off. Small things, barely noticeable, but in hindsight, clues that should have served as a warning. This hotel was new, very new. So new, our room number was written on our door in pencil. Yet mysteriously, 2 days in, the numbers appeared. Then there was the matter of how many people were staying in our hotel room. I think all American hotels know that if you list 2 guests in your room, you actually have 8. But I know this custom now does not travel across the Atlantic. The first morning we were there, a worker asked us at breakfast how many people were staying in our room, to which we replied, 2. But they didn't fall for our American wiles. They were watching and waiting. The third grim red flag was our room keys. Every 6 hours, our keys would stop working, requiring us to return to the front desk to get them re-swiped. We thought this was just a new hotel LOL, but soon we were not L. We were not L at all. Saturday, 4 p.m. in Chicago, but in Paris, the witching hour. After a long day of magic, we return to the hotel, but find our hotel keys again don't work. This time, when we go to the front desk, we do not get our keys back. We get asked repeatedly whose name our room is under. We say, Ned Flanders! Ned Flanders! But they have no room under that name, adding to the confusion. Now, the desk clerk has called the hotel manager, who comes on the line with, "You do not like to pay. If you do not pay now, we call the police." Faced with utter despair and no choices, I pay for the room, a cool $750 U.S. currency. Oh my God. The rest of the weekend passes. Ned can't solve the problem, and they are very unhelpful to us now that they have our money. As I leave, I scream, "Fuck you!" to the hotel's exterior. No one notices or cares. This is France. By the time we get back to the United States, we get our shocking M. Night Shyamalan twist. The room was not Ned's at all. It had been booked on his behalf by a friend, Moe Szyslak, using a hotel voucher. When the hotel staff saw we had 3 guests instead of 2, they added an extra charge to the bill, which voided the voucher, and they saw we had not paid for the room at all, which is why they insisted we pay immediately and for the full room price. Moe, out of the goodness of his heart, paid me out of pocket. But to this day, late at night, you can still hear poor Mo calling the hotel, begging them to honor his voucher. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Truly horrifying time. Bill, how did you do in the tournament?
Not well.
Aw. Well, I shouldn't have asked that. Oops. True horror story. You didn't know the metagame, what horror.
Sam was really good at that tournament.
It's always good.